Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 13, Pastimes with Jagannanda Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Krishna Vachayida Jatartya Chine Chap Manastanu Dadate Fulatam bhavar yasyatam guramasraye. Let me take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra. His mind became exhausted and his body very thin from the pain of separation from Krishna. But when he felt ecstatic love for the Lord, he again became fully developed. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would taste various transcendental relationships of pure love in the company of Jagannanda Pandit. The unhappiness of separation from Krishna exhausted the Lord's mind and reduced the structure of his body. But when he felt emotions of ecstatic love, he again became developed and healthy. Because he was very thin, when he lay down to rest on the dry bark of plantain trees, it caused him pain in his bones. All the devotees felt very unhappy to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in pain. Indeed, they could not tolerate it. Then Jagannanda Pandit devised a remedy. He acquired some fine cloth and colored it with red oxide. Then he filled it with cotton from a similar tree. In this way, he made a quilt and a pillow, which he then gave to Govinda, saying, "Ask the Lord to lie on this." Jagannanda said to Srupa Damodara Goswami, "Today, please personally persuade Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lie down on the bed." When it was time for the Lord to go to bed, Srupa Damodara stayed nearby. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the quilt and pillow, he was immediately very angry. The Lord inquired from Govinda, "Who has made this?" When Govinda named Jagannanda Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat fearful. After asking Govinda to put aside the quilt and pillow, the Lord lay down on the dry plantain bark. Srupa Damodara said to the Lord, "I cannot contradict your supreme will, my Lord, but if you do not accept the bedding, Jagannanda Pandit will feel great unhappiness." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "You might as well bring a bedstead here for me to lie on. Jagannanda wants me to enjoy material happiness. I am in the renounced order, and therefore I must lie on the floor. For me to use a bedstead, quilt, or pillow would be very shameful." When Srupa Damodara returned and related all these incidents, Jagannanda Pandit felt very unhappy. Then Srupa Damodara Goswami, he devised another method. First, he secured a large quantity of dry banana leaves. He then tore the leaves into very fine fibers with his nails and filled two of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's outer garments with the fibers. In this way, Srupa Damodara made some bedding and a pillow. And after much endeavor by the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. Everyone was happy to see the Lord lie down on that bed, but Jagannanda was inwardly angry, and externally he appeared very unhappy. Formerly, when Jagannanda Pandit had desired to go to Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission, and therefore he could not go. Now, concealing his anger and unhappiness, Jagannanda Pandit again asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for permission to go to Mathura. With great affection, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, If you are angry with me when you go to Mathura, you will merely become a beggar and criticize me. Grasping the Lord's feet, Jagannanda Pandit then said, "For a long time I have desired to go to Vrindavan. I could not go without your Lordship's permission. Now you must give me permission, and I shall certainly go there." Because of affection for Jagannanda Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not permit him to depart. But Jagannanda Pandit repeatedly insisted that the Lord give him permission to go. Jagannanda then submitted a plea to Swarup Damodar Goswami. "For a very long time," he said, "I have wanted to go to Vrindavan. I cannot go there, however, without the Lord's permission, which at present he denies me. He says, 'You are going because you are angry at me.' Naturally, I have a desire to go to Vrindavan. Therefore, please humbly request him to grant his permission." Thereafter, Swarup Damodar Goswami submitted this appeal to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannanda Pandit intensely desires to go to Vrindavan. He begs for your permission again and again. Therefore, please permit him to go to Mathura and then return. You permitted him to go to see Mother Sachi in Bengal, and you may similarly permit him to go see Vrindavan and then return here. At the request of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted Jagannanda Pandit permission to go. The Lord sent for him and instructed him as follows. "You may go as far as Benares without encountering disturbances. But beyond Benares, you should be very careful to travel on the path in the company of the Kshatriyas." Purport. In those days, the path from Benares to Vrindavan was infested with robbers, and therefore there were Kshatriyas to protect travelers. Continuing, "As soon as the plunderers on the road see a Bengali traveling alone, they take everything from him. They arrest him and do not let him go." Purport. Bengalis are generally not very stout and strong. Therefore, when a lone Bengali traverses the roads of Bihar, the plunderers on the road capture him, rob all his belongings, and kidnap him for their own service. According to one opinion, the rogues of Bihar know very well that Bengalis are intelligent. Therefore, these thieves generally force the Bengalis into service requiring intelligence and do not allow them to leave. Continuing, Mahaprabhu continues instructing Jagannanda Pandit. "When you reach Mathura, you should remain with Sanatana Goswami and offer respectful obeisances to the feet of all the leading men there. Do not mix freely with the residents of Mathura. Show them respect from a distance. Because you are on a different platform of devotional service, you cannot adopt their behavior and practices." Srila Prabhupada's purport. The residents of Vrindavan and Mathura are devotees of Krishna and parental affection, and their feelings always conflict with the opinions of smarta brahmanas. Devotees who worship Krishna in opulence cannot understand the parental devotional feelings of the residents of Mathura and Vrindavan who follow the path of spontaneous love. Devotees on the path of Vidhimarg, regulative devotional service, may misunderstand the activities of those on the platform of Ragmarg, devotional service and spontaneous love. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagannanda Pandit to remain apart from the residents of Vrindavan, who are spontaneous devotees, so as not to become disrespectful toward them. Text 38. "Visit all 12 forests of Vrindavan in the company of Sanatana Goswami. Do not leave his association for even a moment. You should remain in Vrindavan for only a short time and then return here as soon as possible. Also, do not climb Govardhan Hill to see the Gopal deity. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Amrita Pravahabhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises that one avoid remaining in Vrindavan for a very long time. As the saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. If one stays in Vrindavan for many days, he may fail to maintain proper respect for its inhabitants. Therefore, those who have not attained the stage of spontaneous love for Krishna should not live in Vrindavan very long. It is better for them to make short visits. One should also avoid climbing Govardhan Hill to see the Gopal deity. Since Govardhan Hill itself is identical with Gopal, one should not step on the hill or touch it with his feet. One may see Gopal when he goes elsewhere. Mahaprabhu continued, inform Sanatana Goswami that I am coming to Vrindavan for a second time, and that he should therefore arrange a place for me to stay. And after saying this, the Lord embraced Jagannanda Pandit, who then worshipped the Lord's lotus feet and started for Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. We shall end here, and Krishna willing, continue soon. Hare Krishna.